Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. What does that even mean? He is risen indeed. What does it mean? It means that it's real, right? That Jesus really, truly rose from the dead. It's not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It's not pretend or make-believe or a myth or a mirage or a dream or an optical illusion or a hallucination or some figment of your imagination. Jesus really died on the cross. And he was really buried. And on Easter Sunday, he really, truly rose from the dead. That's what we mean when we say he is risen indeed. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and today's Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, always gets the nickname Good Shepherd Sunday. That's because we read about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. That was our psalm today. It was our second reading today. It was our gospel today. That Jesus is the Good Shepherd who comes to give us life and a superabundance of life, he says. Jesus comes to give us life as the shepherd. And the primary way that shepherds give life to their sheep is by feeding their sheep. Did you know that sheep eat about 7 hours a day? 7 hours a day, sheep are grazing. They're eating grass, they're eating clovers, and they're eating forbs, which are a wonderful broadleaf plant, which is full of lots of nutrition for the sheep. And it's the shepherd's job to make sure the sheep are eating, are grazing, are having enough food to eat. It's kind of like your parents. You probably don't realize, but your parents spend most of their day feeding you. Did you ever think about that? They work all day to make money so that they can feed you, that you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are so generous to spend their time feeding you, because in order to have life, you have to eat. And that's what Jesus does for us as our good shepherd. It was exactly 50 years ago in 1976 when a Jesuit priest by the name of Father Bob Dufford came up with this particular song. Your grandparents might remember this song. It goes like this. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. That's the song he came up with. It was 50 years ago this year, 1976. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. That's a direct quote from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 11. Like a shepherd, Jesus feeds us, his sheep. But there is a surprise. There is a surprise here that we may not have been expecting. What does Jesus feed us with? This is the surprise. Jesus feeds us with himself. That is the unexpected surprise. Because in the natural world, the sheep are not eating the shepherd, are they? That would be kind of crazy if the sheep were eating the shepherd. But in the supernatural world, in the spiritual world, that's what Jesus does for us. Jesus becomes a little tiny lamb in order to feed us. He says, the best food that I can give you is my own body and blood. That's the food that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gives us. He says, he who feeds on me will have life forever. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live and have life forever. And so it's very fitting. Some might say it is right and just that we have First Communion on this Good Shepherd Sunday, because the shepherd's job is to feed us, and Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and he's going to feed you with his own body and blood. We have so much joy for you today, your parents, your grandparents, your godparents, this whole parish. We are filled with joy for you today. For the first time, you will get to eat Jesus's body and blood. What great joy this is, for the first time in your life. And as I mentioned to you yesterday at the practice, this is the closest you will be to Jesus in this life. This is the closest you will be to Jesus. Every time you receive his body and blood in Holy Communion, it's the closest you will be to Jesus. For Jesus comes to live inside of you so that you will have life. So after you receive Holy Communion today, as I mentioned to you yesterday, you'll go to your pews and you'll kneel down here in the front row. Just talk to Jesus. It's the closest you'll be to him. Talk to him in your heart. Tell him anything you want to tell him. Pray for any people you want to pray for, especially your family. Tell him you love him. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for feeding us, for feeding you with his own body and blood today. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, came so that you might have life and have a superabundance of that life, for he who eats the flesh of Jesus will live forever. Amen.